Dramas present Lights, Camera, Action. This week's front page drama, Lights, Camera, Action, is a dramatization of a very interesting story entitled Why a Movie Legionnaire Forsook All to Become a Real Legionnaire. This is the romantic career of a dashing, handsome star of the silent films who won fame for his portrayal of soldiers of the French Foreign Legion and who later came out of retirement to play the role in real life he so often acted before the cameras. You'll find this and many other splendid articles, stories, and features in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. If you are an ardent movie fan who remember the fabulous stars of the silent days and were by chance on the French Riviera walking along the Promenade des Anglais, you might have recognized one of your old favorites walking despondently along an almost deserted boardwalk. He may have aged a little, a trifle gray around the temples perhaps, but on the whole, he was still the strong, handsome, masculine type that melted many a feminine heart in the early 20s. If you'd followed him, you'd have seen him turn into the bar rule at the Hotel Nice and slowly seat himself before an aging bartender who, like himself, was an American away from home.
Good afternoon, Mr. King. Nice out, eh?
Not for me, it isn't.
Down in the dumps again, Mr. King.
Well, who wouldn't be? There's nothing to do, no one to talk to, nowhere to go.
As these Frenchmen say, c'est la guerre. Yep, war sure does wreck things. There's the casino, turned into a hospital. The yacht basin, empty. All those nice boats dismantled and put in dry dock. All the crews gone off to war.
Exactly, Mac. That's why I feel so depressed. One by one, my friends have all gone off to serve. Either with the French or British.
Why don't you go home, Mr. King? Go back to the States. There's nothing here for you now.
No, Mac. I've spent quite a few happy years here. And I couldn't turn tail and run out on them just because a little danger is threatening.
Have you thought about signing up yourself?
Sure, I tried to join as a private. But the recruiting officer said no. Oh, he was very appreciative and polite, but not encouraging. Said I was a little over the age limit at present. And that if I joined up, I would have to swear allegiance to France, which means losing my American citizenship.
Yeah, sure, I know how that is. Guy wants to hang on to that.
Then I tried to organize an ambulance corps. They have more ambulances now than they need. By the way the war is going, it'll be quite a while before they need half the ambulances they've got now.
Yeah, that's tough, Mr. King, but I know just how you feel. Nothing to do all day. Makes a fellow restless, makes him crave action.
Hi there, Mitchell! Please, set up the cognac bottle. Well, who's that with you? Well, 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 if it isn't the old Virginia Ham himself. Heaven's gift to womanhood. Old screen idol himself in person.
John Chatham, you old reprobate, where did you come from?
Direct from Morocco, you old sinner. Direct from a 5-year hitch in the Foreign Legion.
So that's where you've been hiding, huh?
That's right.
Well, after reading that last novel of yours, I don't blame you for running away from it all. But how are things, Johnny? Boy, that's some uniform you got.
Take a look at that. I'm now a sergeant. You know what that means in the Foreign Legion? It means you got to be able to take it. Believe me, there's plenty to take. Yes, sir. I know, because I just finished my first 5 years enlisting. And I'm going back for more. Signed up the other day for another 5 years. Now, don't ask me why. I don't know myself. None of us knows. It's the devil's own life, but it gets into the blood of a guy like me. You know, sort of like religion, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's really something to get to be a sergeant in the Foreign Legion. No enlisted man can go any higher than that. No enlisted man can get to be a commissioned officer unless he was a French citizen. What are we waiting for? Let's celebrate. Let's have a drink. Lots of drinks. Come on, Mac.
What do you have, Mr. King?
My usual aperitif. Not too much blackcurrant cordial.
Yeah, very good. And yours, Mr. Chatham?
Cognac. Lots of it. That's what we drink, Mac, in the Foreign Legion when we can get it.
Yeah.
Rest of the time, we drink wine you wouldn't use for vinegar. Or water so scummy you have to hold your nose to get it down.
But it must be a colorful life, John. Plenty of action.
Yeah. It's all marching 10 hours a day and sometimes halfway through the night through hot sand. Being ambushed by hordes of screaming Muslims who believe that the best way to get a through ticket to paradise is butchering white disbelievers. Yeah. Yeah, if that's what you call action, we get plenty of it.
But how about life in a barracks? That can't be so bad.
No. Can't be bad unless you have a little dirt on your rifle, which means 5 days in solitary confinement. Well, they find dust under your bunk, badly cleaned mess kit, or a soiled piece of clothing, which costs you 8 days of flute.
Flute? What's that?
Pack drill. And watch you around the compound under the boiling sun with a 70-pound sack of sand on your back.
Nice, gentle method of punishment.
Yeah, that's what starts the cafard, the imaginary little bug that eats into your brain and drives you crazy when you get tired or bored or fed up with the rotten life you lead. You look forward to the end of your hitch like a kid, counting the days till Christmas. And then when your time is up, you turn right around and join up all over again. What the devil am I talking about it for? It's of no interest to you. No life for a man like you. Come on, Mac, let's have another drink.
So, you don't think I'd like the life in a foreign legion, huh?
Nope, afraid you wouldn't.
Well, we'll see. Hey, Mac, two more. And make mine cognac, too.
The next day, in a corner of the bar row, Robert King happened to find three American friends there. They had been typical American playboys living on the Riviera. He told them of his meeting with Sergeant John Chatham of the Foreign Legion. They earnestly discussed life in the Legion and all the things Chatham had told King. They were thoroughly sick and tired of the life they were leading, and the life of adventure in the Legion began to make sense.
That sounds swell to me. Go on, what else did he tell you?
Well, it's no Sunday school picnic.
Yeah?
These leather-lunged roosters are always kicking up a rumpus. They have a pretty little habit of torturing any prisoners they catch in all sorts of nice, fancy ways. So when a legionnaire gets wounded and can't be carried back to the fort, his comrades put a bullet in his brain.
Well, the idea is not to get wounded. I bet I can shoot as straight as any Arab that ever lived.
Well, I don't know that it'd do much good to rub out a lot of Arabs. We missed a good bet when we didn't go to Finland.
Yeah.
Yes, I think you're right. But look, later on, if things get hot on the marginal line, or in Belgium, or Holland, or Romania, they'll probably bring some of the legionnaires back from Africa. And then, maybe we'd get a chance to do something important.
That's the whole idea. We ought to be doing something important, instead of sitting around here flirting with cirrhosis of the liver while the world goes to pot.
All right. How about it?
I can go. What do you fellas say?
Come on, James, let's do it.
Well, include me in on this little party, too.
Okay, boys, this is our big moment. D'Artagnan and the Three Musketeers. All for one.
And one for all.
Good. It's agreed, then. We'll all meet here at 10 o'clock in the morning and join the Foreign Legion.
That night, King told his wife Helen about his decision. She stared at him with wide, incredulous eyes that made him feel like a small boy asking for something that wasn't good for him.
You don't mean it. At your age? You're 46 now. If you serve 5 years in the Legion, you'll be 51 when you get out. Have you thought of that?
Yes, but it doesn't make any difference.
You can't be serious.
I was never more serious in my life.
But why, Robin? Aren't you happy with me?
Of course I'm happy with you. You know that. After all we've been through and the way we've worked it out, I'd rather be married to you than any other woman on earth, and you know it. That isn't it. Just that something big is going on in the world, and I'm not a part of it. I feel so useless sitting around here doing nothing, so unimportant.
You're mighty important to me. Isn't that enough?
I'm afraid it isn't now. I don't know how to make you understand it, but look at it this way. I've enjoyed French hospitality for 5 years, so I feel that it's only fair for me to do my bit now that the French people are at war. I feel I owe it to them.
Oh, Robert, you don't owe them anything. You paid pretty well for their hospitality.
Well, look at it this way. I've made good money playing the role of a movie legionnaire. And I guess all the time I was doing it, I wanted to be the real thing. All the time I was an actor, I was dissatisfied with the shallowness, the emptiness, the superficiality of my life. Pretending to feel the emotions of characters I played, but, oh gosh, never really feeling anything. I want to have those experiences myself. Real experiences, not just make-believe. I want to find out what sort of person I really am.
All right, Robert. I won't stand in your way. Maybe when you get this adventure bug out of your system, you'll be ready to settle down. Maybe it'll help you grow up. All I say is I hope it makes a man of you.
So that was the way it was, that last scene, as they have both described it to their close friends. It's rather significant that in their two separate versions of it, they didn't disagree over any of the important details. Enlisting in the Legion, the former movie idol sailed a few days later for the training post at Sidi Delabi in North Africa, accompanied by the three modern musketeers, Tommy, Neil, and Barry. But during the first few weeks of training, it began to look as if their D'Artagnan would never see active service. He developed a severe case of pneumonia, and for days he hung between life and death. The doctors telegraphed Helen that if she wanted to see him alive, she would have to hurry. But even before she had time to start, another telegram arrived announcing that he had passed the crisis and was out of danger. And the other day, it was officially reported that he had completely recovered and been sent back to his company to finish his training. With a will that astonished his doctors, he had pulled himself safely through that grave illness which came so close to cheating him out of a chance to do something important and become something real. You have just heard the front page drama, Lights, Camera, Action, a dramatization of an unusual feature story entitled Why a Movie Legionnaire Forsook All to Become a Real Legionnaire, to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine that is read by more people than any other publication in the world and comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Before we conclude this broadcast, we want to bring you another story of a front page drama that is being enacted all over the United States. One day last summer, a group of 65 children in a vacation Bible school in a little Vermont village took up a collection among themselves. Each boy and girl tossed a few pennies into a hat, and the $5.69 they raised was sent to Dorothy Canfield to help in her work of aiding refugee children, suffering because of the spread of intolerance and war abroad. We haven't much money, only these few pennies, the children wrote, but we would like to help, because we still have our country to take care of us. From that small gift, there grew a tremendous idea, a nationwide children's crusade for children. Today, in thousands of schools throughout the United States, from the one-room school of the smallest village to the largest schools of our biggest cities, millions of American children are participating in this modern children's crusade. The crusade has two objects. First, to make American children more fully aware of the often unrecognized blessings they enjoy in this democratic land. Second, to give 30 million school children an opportunity to contribute as many pennies as they are years old, or any amount down to a single penny, for the relief of war-stricken children abroad. Will you do your part in this children's crusade for children? Dramas present The Angel of Ava. This week's front page drama, The Angel of Ava, is a dramatization of one of the most completely fascinating news stories ever to capture the imagination of the American public. This story, entitled The Town of Ava's Strange Pennies from Heaven, tells of a mysterious angel who is showering this little rural Ozark city's inhabitants with hundreds of dollars almost every week. You will want to read the very interesting and entertaining account of this human interest story, as well as the many other worthwhile features to be found in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Early one warm February afternoon, Mrs. Lawson, whose husband